Ken Kowalczyk, and I'm the Communications and Marketing Manager with the Town of Innisfail.
Ken with the Town of Innisfail joins us on Community Hotline today as we look forward to Innisfail's kickoff to Canada Day. So on June the 30th, where are you guys setting up and what kind of great things do you have planned?
The festivities will be in the Napoleon Sports Field. Now that is next to the Innisfail Twin Arena, and things kick off at 5:30. We start with a family area, which includes an inflatable obstacle course and bouncy castle. We have face painting, and there's also going to be games hosted by Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. Now, included is we're also going to have beer gardens hosted by Dark Woods Brewing and food trucks. And then the entertainment kicks off just after 6 o'clock. We'll have some local acts. We'll be singing O Canada and some speeches from dignitaries. And then our musical acts are the Parkland Dixielanders, which is a Dixieland band. And then later in the evening, we have a band, 10:02, which is rock alternative music, and 10:15, Cole Martin and band will be playing until the end of the evening.
Awesome. If people are going to come down, do they need to bring anything with them?
Probably just some gear for any kind of weather that might occur. It will take place outdoors, but if the weather gets too much, if we do get some rain and it's steady rain, we'll move the event into the arena. So there is a plan for that. But if it's just light rain, it will stay outside.
Excellent. And I'm assuming everything is free other than the food trucks and the beer gardens.
That's correct, yeah.
Wonderful. For the town of Innisfail, obviously, to do 2 days for Canada Day, it is a big deal every year. And how has this event been received in the past as the kickoff to the 2 days?
It's fantastic. We have a fantastic uptake for this event. We do have our annual fireworks display at 11 o'clock. And it's good because people can come to our fireworks, of course, 11 o'clock in the evening, and then they can still plan to be at other fireworks displays the next day. So it works out really well.
Wonderful. If people want to see the full lineup or find out more information before they come, where can they go, Ken?
People should check out the Town of Innisfail Rec and Culture Facebook page. We have an event that's posted there. And we also have it on our community calendar, which is located on our website at innisfail.ca.
Ken, is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you think is important that we mentioned?
Yeah, as part of the entertainment, we actually have a family comedy show that'll be around 8 o'clock. It's called Calf Skit, and it's presented by Bullskit Comedy.
So some laughs and some celebrations, all as part of the 2 days of Canada Day festivities in Innisfail. Ken, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today.
Thank you.